So what we do every year around October, November, we gather together all the Ndebele people and we have a cultural day whereby we teach our children our cultures as a Ndebele nation. And then we cook traditional food and serve it to the people who are there.
Do you have any special issues that you're going to be highlighting at this kind of event?
The main thing that we teach our children that this Ndebele, it entails a number of tribes, ethnic tribes, which include the Kalangas, the Vendas, the Khoisas, who are speaking these languages, and we call them Ndebele. So what we do, we take cultures from each of these tribes, and we teach the people who are there. We teach our children. We explain our languages to our children.
And so we see that there are some various music groups that you have actually invited. Tell us who's coming and who's not coming there.
Okay, we have a group from South Africa that is going to come and provide entertainment for us. They will be just playing Makhandi music. And then we have also a group of girls called Amachichi. This, in our Ndebele tradition, are virgin girls. They will be also parading and dancing for us. And then, otherwise, these other groups are just Makhandi groups who come and play their music and also teach us how to dance.
And how many people are you expecting to come to this kind of event?
This year we are charging a minimum fee of 20 kula for entrance for the adults and 10 kula for the children. And we are expecting plus or minus 500 people to attend.